welcome to another Go Global podcast featuring Skylar. She is majoring in social work and human development and family science and is currently studying in Melbourne, Australia at Deakin University through USAC. Do you want to start with why you chose Australia?
When I was first starting the studying abroad process, there was really three requirements that I came to want in my location. And that was one, they spoke English. I don't really speak any other languages besides maybe my high school education. And I've been to other countries where they don't speak English, and I didn't do well with not knowing what was going on around me, and I felt that I would be able to get a better grasp of the culture if I was speaking the same language as the people around me. My second requirement was that it had the programs that I was taking, so it would not like delay my degree at all. And then my third requirement was that it was warm, which it is always usually nice and sunny here.
What is your host university like?
My host university is really awesome. Like I said, I go to Deakin University, and there is three campuses actually in Melbourne. So I am in the newest and biggest one, I think, and that is the closest to the real heart of Melbourne, which is the Central Business District. So there you'll find like your big stores, your concerts, your stadiums, all things like that. So I'm really close to the center of the action, which is awesome. Another thing I love about my university is that it is 50% international students. So they're really well equipped to handle students studying abroad and any problems that might arise while you're abroad.
What classes are you taking while in Australia?
So to stay on track while I'm here, I am kind of taking some general classes. So I'm taking four classes at Deakin, and I am taking one from Minot State University for my social work degree. But while I'm here, I kind of ended up in a really mishmashed course load. For example, I am in a class to teach middle schoolers science. I don't really want to be a teacher. I'm not going to school for education. So it's just kind of a random class that I ended up in to fulfill a general science requirement. But I'm also taking philosophy, which is interesting because I get to bring like a lot of American insight and ideas to the class, and it is a very like collaborative format here, which is really cool. So it's just a lot of open discussion. There's not a lot of lecturing, which is really nice. I've really enjoyed that. And then I am also in a gender studies class and a child development class.
What concerns did you have before going to Australia?
I really didn't have many concerns about Australia or coming here, except for maybe like the usual leaving home for 6 months thing and being on the other side of the world. Other than that, maybe the time difference was a bit of a concern because when I left it was 17 hours apart, which is kind of challenging to manage. But now we're at 15 because of just time changes and everything, so that's nice. But yeah, my only real concern was maybe getting here. Just like making sure all the visa things were right and I had all the necessary paperwork. I just didn't want to be stuck somewhere without having what I needed.
Can you do an Australian accent? And what is your experience with the slang they use there?
I cannot for the life of me do an Australian accent. I have tried, and my friends here make fun of me. So I don't think I'd be a great example for it, but the slang here is unmatched. It's ridiculous. Like, you need somebody to translate sometimes. I've had to ask people what they're trying to say, like what they're talking about, because I just don't know what the slang means yet. But yeah, for the accent, I definitely can't do that. And it's interesting because I'm in Queensland now and I am usually staying in Victoria, which is the state just south of here. So Queensland has like Sydney, Brisbane, I think, those big cities. But Victoria has Melbourne. And the accents are actually different. So it is interesting that like the regional accents change just like they do in America, and I'm sure all over the world. But that was just an interesting thing that I noticed.
What wildlife have you seen since being in Australia?
I have been able to see a lot of wildlife here, which has been really awesome. And it's nothing like what we have back home, which is so cool to me. I've seen like a few things out in the wild, some kangaroos, an echidna, which is like a little hedgehog porcupine thing, a lot of birds. They have really beautiful birds here, which is really interesting. Like the parrots and lorikeets that people keep for pets are just the birds like flying around me right now. But yesterday I was able to go to the Australia Zoo, which is like the zoo that Steve Irwin started. And so I was able to see so many cool animals, and a lot of them natural, like native Australian animals, which is what he is working to conserve. And that's just awesome, being able to see these animals up close, because they're so different. Like everything here is just meant for survival, and everything has venom. Just nothing like what we're used to back home.
What Australian foods have you tried, and which were your favorites?
There are so many just kind of strange Australian foods that I've been able to try. But I have to say that my favorites have been like pastry rolls, but the savory ones. So like their gas station or convenience foods, or what you would get at like a coffee shop, are usually like hot pies. Either filled with maybe steak, or I don't eat meat, so I usually get like a spinach and ricotta roll, or something called a veggie pasty, which is like flaky pastry dough. Sorry, the bus just drove by. Flaky pastry dough with like different veggies in there, and it's always really, really good. But I think one of the most like quintessential Australian dishes that you have to try while you're here is a chicken parma, like a chicken parmigiana. So it's basically like a chicken schnitzel, just a flat breaded piece of chicken that they then put ham, like a thin slice of ham, cheese, and tomato sauce on it. And then they like bake it so that the cheese melts. It's almost everywhere you go out to eat, you can get this, which I don't know, I haven't tried it, but they always look really yummy. So if you do eat meat and you are in Australia, you should definitely try one. But the food scene, especially in Melbourne, is amazing. There are so many different cultures and so many different unique things that you can try. So I feel like most of the stuff I eat isn't even Australian cuisine. It's from somewhere else in the world that somebody's brought to Australia, which has been a really cool experience as well.
What is your experience with Vegemite? Do you like it?
I personally am not a fan of Vegemite. My friends here are, although some Australians don't like it too. They say that you either love it or you hate it. I wouldn't say I'm either. I would say I'm somewhere in the middle, because I would, like, maybe once in a while if I want something salty, I would eat it. But the best way that I could describe Vegemite is like, you know those like cans or cubes of like stock or bouillon? I imagine that if you were to like eat that on toast, it would be the same. It's very like strong, flavorful, salty spread that you only need like a tiny little bit. That's the misconception about Vegemite, that it's like supposed to be a jam or like a full spread, but you're really supposed to put just a ton of butter on the bread and then kind of water the Vegemite down with the butter. So it's just a very light spread of Vegemite, like not even covering all of the toast usually. Yeah, if you can get your hands on some, try it. I feel like it's something everybody should try, but it's definitely not for everyone.
Have you been able to travel around Australia at all? If so, what have you been able to see or do?
I have been very fortunate that I was able to travel around a lot of Victoria, and see some of the main sites like the Great Ocean Road, which I did make a TikTok about for the NDSU Global page. And obviously I'm here in Noosa, Queensland right now, and I'm really loving it here. I think this might be my favorite place I've been to. because it is getting colder down in Melbourne, so it's nice to escape to some of the warmer weather and be able to go on the beach. I learned how to surf the other day. There's a lot of like beautiful beaches, beautiful scenery, and it's very laid back and calm here. Whereas in Victoria, it's a lot of people coming to work, coming to like business things. Whereas Noosa is definitely more of a vacation spot, like Florida or Arizona might be back home.
What has been your experience with the spiders in Australia?
Spiders in Australia are no joke, but I wouldn't say that they were matching my expectations or my fears when I first came. You do have to watch out for spider webs when you're walking through pretty much anything. So maybe send a friend in front of you to walk. But I have really only seen a handful of spiders. The biggest one I saw was like that big, which is huge in my opinion. But like the ones that do get that big are usually not of any threat to people. The worst experience I've had with a spider was after a shower. I was wrapping my hair up with a towel and I like flipped the towel over on my head and I just saw like a spider crawl across it. That was like maybe my third week in Australia. I was ready to book my ticket home at that point, but I'm glad I didn't, because they really aren't that bad. That was just a bad experience with them. But I think it is wise to know which ones are dangerous, which ones are just going to be around, so that you aren't deathly afraid of every single spider that you see. So just do your research before you come. They're not so bad.
What is a typical day like in your host city?
A typical day in Melbourne. Well, I only have class 3 days a week, so I do work on the other days. Usually I work at like a restaurant, so usually on my days off I'll probably work, or on my days off of school I'll probably work a shift. Before fall and winter started, I'd spend a lot of time at the beach, a lot of time snorkeling. But there's just so much like nature to see, so many parks, so many things to do, especially in Melbourne, that like every single day is different. You're always finding something new to do, something new to see, which is something that I've really enjoyed. There's no routine. There's no like boredom while you're here. There is always something new to find and do and explore.
What advice do you have for those wanting to study abroad or wanting to study in Australia?
My advice for somebody looking at studying in Australia or studying with USAC is to do it. I have had nothing but an awesome time here. Australia is unlike any other place I've ever been. Like, it is something that if you are even thinking about going to, you should do it. There's so many cool things to see that you just can't find anywhere else on earth. It's truly been an amazing experience, and so has USAC. USAC was able to organize everything for me. They have tons of resources for their students and they are so nice and so helpful. I couldn't recommend either higher, so do it. Come to Australia, go with USAC, just do it.